Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone to Divinity Spirituals online Sunday service. My name is Linda, and I will be your facilitator tonight. That beautiful song, Faith of God, is performed by Karen Drucker, and we would like to thank her for permission to use her music. You can find her work at KarenDrucker.com. Before we begin, for those of you who would like to receive communion, get yourself a cracker or a piece of bread for later in the service. I would like to now introduce the director of Divinity Spiritual, Mary Margaret Denholm. She will be leading our service and explaining things as we proceed.
Hi, Linda. Hi, everybody. So glad to be here tonight, and so glad all of you are listening. Tonight, we're going to be doing another segment based on the law of attraction. And, you know, for those of you who are new to Divinity Spiritual, Divinity Spiritual honors all faiths, all beliefs, all religions. We really try to come from a place of love and non-judgment. So, and if this is the first time you've listened, the words divine spirit, just like in divinity spiritual, that's to honor God, Jesus, higher power, infinite intelligence, all of that. The most holy divine spirit is part of all of us on all levels. So I really thank you for tuning in. And now, Linda,
we will be doing the shortened version of the clearing prayer, and I will say it, and Mary Margaret will repeat it after me.
Oh, excuse me, Linda. Excuse me, Linda. I forgot to explain. For those of you who are listening, our prayers are in the form of invocations. The Our Father is an invocation. It has five parts where we invoke by the power and the authority of, and you know, we can, you can say whatever in that space, whatever really resonates with your heart. And I now command, or I now decree, we've got to tell the universe what we want. It's like being married to someone and never telling them what you really truly want. It's not going to happen. The third part of this is in give permission. We have to give permission for all these powers that be that want to help us to truly come in and work on our behalf. Then there's the action statement. And that's the body of it that tells us what we want and how we want to proceed in this lifetime. What laws do we want to change? And the fifth part is the energy of so be it. Jesus used to say, verily, verily, which just means, and so it is. So please join Linda and I and the rest of the Divinity Spiritual Gang as we say the clearing prayer. Thank you.
By the power and authority of Divine Creator.
By the power and the authority of Divine Creator.
And Jesus.
And Jesus.
I now decree and give my permission.
I now decree and give my permission.
Gently release all negative entities.
Gently release all negative entities.
And negative energies.
And negative energies.
That are touching, using, tempting, or taunting me.
That are tempting, using, taunting.
Or touching me.
Or touching me.
On any level of my being.
On any level of my being.
And send them to a place where they can do no harm.
And send them to a place where they can do no harm.
Never to return.
Never to return.
Release all disease, unhappiness.
Release all unhappiness.
Disease.
Disease.
Trauma, fear, pain.
Trauma, fear, pain.
Addiction, relationship difficulties.
Addiction, relationship difficulties.
And financial distress.
And financial distress.
Remove all negative energies and negative effects.
Release all negative energies. And all negative
effects.
Okay.
Of any medication or medical procedure.
Of any medication or medical procedure.
Or medical personnel.
Or medical personnel.
Surround and support all fields and bodies.
Surround and support all fields and bodies.
With a grid of golden crystalline energy.
With a grid of golden crystalline energy.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Heal me.
Heal me.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
To the highest spiritual vibration.
Of all that I can be.
Of all that I can be.
So be it. So be it done. So be it done now.
So be it. So be it done. So be it done now.
And take three deep spiritual breaths.
Thank you, Linda.
The next part of our service is our Declaration of Principles. This will be read by Deanne, and you can repeat it after her.
We as Divinity Spiritual honor and accept the free will of all people. With love and respect for all, we proclaim the right of the individual to worship as he or she chooses. Healing, prophecy, and holistic practices are our birthright from the Creator. It is our inalienable right to choose that which is to our highest and best within all areas of our lives. We believe that it is now time for all to open our hearts unconditionally and align with the ascension of humanity, Mother Earth, and the greater universe. We gather to increase consciousness, share knowledge, wisdom, and love, and to allow the light to shine within. We are a congregation of children of divine light, healing facilitators, spiritual intuitives, and those seeking clarity, healing, and guidance from spirit. Thank you.
Thank you, Deanne. Our next part of our service will be our prayer of the day. And Darlene will be reciting our prayer, and it will be repeated aloud with you by Deanne. So please join us in repeating this prayer.
By the power and authority of Divine Spirit.
By the power and authority of Divine Spirit.
And all that I am.
And all that I am,
and all that I have ever been,
and all that I have ever been,
I now command, and give full permission, all judgment and criticisms, I have made against myself
and others
be now released from wherever they may be all judgments of self Be now brought to the surface and gently released all judgments of others
be cleansed and purified
from anyone I may have judged. For every cell of my body, be now cleansed and purified in the perfection of Divine Spirit.
For the Creator has told
each and every cell of my body, each and every cell of my body, and anyone else's body, and anyone else's body is perfect, And I'm not going to argue, with my God any longer. So be it. So be it done. So be it done now. Three deep spiritual breaths. Thank you.
Thank you so much, lady. This is Mary Margaret. And our message for this week. Well, we're going to discuss victim and martyr energy. I'd said earlier that we're going to have many segments that apply to the law of attraction. And everyone is interested in that law of attraction. How can they attract that love? How can they attract that money? How can they attract that those books that they would really want? And so forth and so forth. And as Darlene read the prayer to release judgments and criticisms, that is a good place to start. Because as we think of victim energies and martyr energies, and I have to tell you, the way I was raised, I thought it was normal to feel like a victim. I thought it was normal that, you know, you're doing so much for someone else that you feel like a martyr. And sometimes we just don't know. Like myself, we just don't know that we're doing it. But can you imagine how are we going to attract the highest and the best if we feel as a victim or as a martyr? Now, I never really played the victim card. I just tried to have the best attitude that I could. Well, even if I maybe I have on some occasion, and we're going to take care of that with this prayer that we're going to be doing. But also there's other things. The energies of victimhood could be projected upon us. I had a girlfriend that was constantly calling me late in the evening to cry on my shoulder. And the poor me was so draining. It was awful. And I tried to help her. For years I tried to help her, and finally I had to walk away because she kept projecting her victimhood on me. Now, the other way victimhood is part of us is, have we inherited it? I know a lot of women in my family had that victim mentality. And yes, we will, even as children, that will be projected upon us. It's the same way with martyrdom. The energy of victimhood is poor me. Poor me. I do so much. Nobody understands. Nobody knows or cares about me. And there are many people who say that to themselves. Now, the martyrdom, that's the same thing with the, you know, are you doing so much for someone else that you're not taking care of yourself, like your family? Are you taking care of the children and taking care of the bills and taking care of the house with no time to yourself? Well, a lot of women do that, but they don't go into the martyrdom. And the martyrdom is saying, oh, poor me. Nobody appreciates anything I do. I have to do it all myself. And so forth and so forth. So, yes, we may inherit some of those energies. They may be projected upon me or you, any one of us. Or we may just say it as a normal part of our day. Or as you find out about these victim and martyr energies, you realize that you are a child of God, that the Creator has given you everything that you need and will give you everything you want if you just stay in a positive mode of thinking and feeling, giving yourself a direction. One of our people here has been very sick for 3 months, in and out of the doctors and so forth. And she couldn't get well. And the doctors couldn't find out anything else that might be wrong with her. And I said, all right, this is enough. This has gone on for 3 months. They don't know what's wrong with you. You've taken antibiotics. You've taken steroids. And this is enough. And we proceeded to release this. I considered it an attack. I did. I considered it an attack by lesser, lower forces, wanting to keep one of my people in a low frequency. So we both yelled. I said, "This is enough. We're not doing this anymore." Just like in the Matrix of Illusion, we said, "We're not playing this game anymore." It wasn't just a release. It wasn't leaving. And I will tell you, within hours, she was well. We do not have to play the game when even the doctors don't know what's wrong. And believe me, I've been called to the hospital, especially for children, when they don't know what's wrong. And if I can't find anything, as I couldn't with this friend of mine, as I couldn't find anything, I knew that there was something else. There had to be something else, and there was. So as we look at the energies of victimhood and martyrdom, they could be right in front of our face. We could cry. We could just sit and pout. We can be depressed. None of which is going to help us at all. And as we do this, we're just sinking lower and lower and lower into our an energy that is not truly our energy. So I will tell you, as we release now the victim and martyr energies, and believe me, you can have entities that play with you, and they want you to be a victim. They want you to be a martyr. Because remember, those entities want the negative energies. Those entities want to put you into depression. That is not the normal behavior for humanity, any part of humanity. But we don't know. Many of us don't know. And that is why Divinity Spiritual is here, to teach. I don't preach, but I teach, because it is really important for me. If you want to learn, if you really want to learn about the spiritual gifts, the spiritual energies, and the energy that has been given to you as a child of God, that you can change your life, you can make a difference in this world, and you can attend any number of classes or whatever you might like to learn. It is available to you. So I try to make these messages something where you are learning. And I know a lot of you have studied for long periods of time. But there are also new people that are tuning in for the first time. And we must allow them time to learn and to grasp their body, the way that they can heal their body, the way that they can change their life, because it may never have been any fact in their life. It could be nothing. I know when I was starting to become spiritual, before I really found anything, I kept saying to myself, this couldn't be all there is. There has to be more than this. Because I knew that, at least then, I knew that there had to be more. It had to be more than just work, sleep, eat, and that type thing. And I will tell you, learning about spirit and my spiritual work has made me extremely happy. It is what I was meant to do from birth, and I know that. So for each one of you, let us release the victim energy. Let us release the martyr energy. And let's align with our higher self. And let's make it a new day. Let's make it a time where we can be at peace. And we can absolutely attract the highest and the best. Now, Darlene is going to help me. For those of you who do not know, Darlene will say the prayer for me. I'll say it with you because I'm legally blind. So I want
HDMI1 MHL.
Pardon the computer. I want you just to know that. That's why we repeat things in that way. I can't read to do it myself. But believe me, I am putting my energy and the healing energy of Divine Spirit within every word. So if you will place your hand on your heart and close your eyes, I want you to start feeling this. And you may feel a shift. You may not, but you may. Take a deep breath and listen as we say this prayer. You're going to want to say it out loud. Invocations are always said out loud, just like the Creator when He created in Genesis. He spoke out loud. Darlene?
By the power and authority of Jesus and Divine Spirit.
By the power and the authority of Jesus and Divine Spirit.
I now command by the power of my spirit.
I now command by the power of my spirit.
And give my permission.
And give my permission.
I now decree.
I now decree.
That all victim energies.
That all victim energies.
That I have created.
That I have created.
Or may have inherited.
Or may have inherited.
Or could have been projected upon me.
Or could have been projected upon me.
Within all lifetimes and existences.
Within all lifetimes and existences.
Be now changed.
Be now changed.
To divine love and divine healing light.
To divine love and divine healing light.
Or gently leave.
Or gently leave.
All energies of the martyr.
All energies of the martyr.
That I have created.
That I have created.
Or may have inherited.
Or may have inherited.
Or could have been projected upon me.
Or could have been projected upon me.
Within all lifetimes and existences.
Within all lifetimes and existences.
Be now changed.
Be now changed.
To divine love and divine healing light.
Be now changed to divine love and divine healing light.
Or gently leave.
Or gently leave.
I am not a victim.
I am not a victim.
I am not a martyr.
I am not a martyr.
I am a perfect and complete creation.
I am a perfect and complete creation.
Of divine love.
Of divine love.
Fill all of these spaces.
Fill all of these spaces.
With divine love and divine healing light.
With divine love and divine healing light.
And reinforce these energies.
And reinforce these energies
with spiritual success,
with spiritual success,
and greater understanding,
and greater understanding.
The success story that I truly am,
the success story that I truly am.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
To the gifts of prosperity.
To the gifts of prosperity.
Wealth and achievement.
Wealth and achievement.
My dreams and wishes can come true.
My dreams and wishes can come true.
If they are aligned to divine manifestations.
If they are aligned to divine manifestations.
And my divine destiny.
And my divine destiny.
I align to the perfection.
I align to the perfection
of my most high self.
Of my most high self.
I claim this perfection.
I claim this perfection
within every moment of my life.
Within every moment of my life.
So be it.
So be it.
So be it done.
So be it done.
So be it done now.
So be it done now.
Take 3 deep spiritual breaths.
Thank you so much, Darlene. All right, this is Mary Margaret again. If you would like a copy of any of our prayers, please send an email to revmmdenholm@aol.com, and we'll get that to you just as soon as we can. I want to thank you all for listening. We're going to have communion shortly. So if you don't have your piece of bread or a cracker, I would ask you to get it now if you want to receive communion. Holy communion within divinity spiritual really has nothing to do with crucifixion, suffering, victimhood, martyrdom, none of that. Jesus was crucified. However, the energy that was supposed to be the most prominent was the energy of resurrection and ascension. If we concentrate on victimhood and crucifixion, then our frequency will stay very low. And I know if you're listening to this broadcast, you intend to ascend. And the energy of resurrection is how we get there. So, as we say this prayer, Linda's going to say it. I'm going to repeat it. And I want you to repeat it with me, holding your piece of bread. And I will be sending the frequency of Ark Holy Communion, Resurrection and Ascension. Linda?
By the power, intention, and authority.
By the power, intention, and authority.
Of Divine Spirit.
Of Divine Spirit.
It is now commanded and so decreed.
It is now commanded and so decreed.
And within divine orchestration.
And within divine orchestration.
That these humble hosts are cleansed and purified.
That these humble hosts are cleansed and purified.
Align all of our energy to the highest possible vibration.
Align all of our energy to the highest possible vibration.
Of divine light and divine love.
Of divine light and divine love.
Bless all that we are as we receive it.
Bless all that we are as we receive it.
Align and regenerate our physical DNA.
Align and regenerate our physical DNA.
And our spiritual DNA.
And our spiritual DNA.
To the highest possible frequency.
To the highest possible frequency.
Enhance our spiritual gifts.
Enhance our spiritual gifts.
And bring the highest and best to our lives.
And bring the highest and best to our lives.
So be it. So be it done. So be it done now.
So be it. So be it done. So be it done now.
Bless us always.
Bless
us
always.
Receive the blessing of divine spirit.
Receive the blessing of divine spirit. Thank you, Linda. All right, everyone. This is the time during our service that we form a healing circle. You know, many of us are all over the map as far as this United States. So in our minds, we join hands across these many miles. There's also an inner circle, especially for our family or for those we think of as family that may be having other problems where they might need extra help from Divine Spirit. And then after we name them and Spirit comes in with their healing energy. If we wish to share this healing with anyone else, then we name them at that time and thank Divine Spirit. The fourth part of the healing circle, we ask Divine Spirit to give us messages of healing, words of knowledge, and as those are said, you can claim those for yourself or others. And then I will close it up with a small prayer. So, if you will, join hands. And as we join hands now, for all of us, call in the energy of Divine Spirit. Take a deep breath. And as we take a deep breath, we bring in divine light, divine love. Divine Spirit, bless us now. Any healing that is required, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, financial, relationship, anything within our lives, then please help us. Give us the energy we need to heal our lives. Receive the healing of Divine Spirit. For those in the center of the circle, we name our family now. Our family, or those that we feel as if they are family, we name them now. As we ask Divine Spirit to bring in more healing for these specific needs, I place Donovan, Terry, Susie, George, Sean in the circle. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I'd like to place myself, my daughter Tracy, RJ, my great-granddaughter Isabel, my brother-in-law Gary, my sister Terry, in the center of the circle. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I place Daryl, Julie and family, the new little kitten outside, in the circle. Thank you.
I place myself, my husband, my family members, Melissa, Bianca, Brandon, and Imani, into this circle. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I'd like to place Fran in the circle. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I'd like to place Jane and Joanne in the circle also.
And Jane too. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
Anyone else now? Receive the blessing and healing of Divine Spirit for all your needs now. Thank you, Divine Spirit. And now, Divine Spirit, we wish to share this healing with others. I'd like to place Terry, George, Stephen, Donna within this healing. Please bless them. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I would like to place the children of John Vasquez and his wife, who were murdered Friday. The two smaller children were hiding in the closet while their parents were murdered. The older one was not at home at the time. I would also like to place Teresa Pearson, Krista and Robbie Gregory, Chase Evans, Lauren Johnson, Nancy Price, in the circle. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I'd like to place Julie and Amanda and Nina, my friend Tammy, in the circle. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I'd like to place Lisa Marie in the circle. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
They all receive the healing and blessing of Divine Spirit. Thank you, Divine Spirit. And now, Divine Spirit, if we could have words of knowledge, messages of your great healing, so that we may claim them for ourselves or others, we would most appreciate it. Thank you.
There's somebody who's been betrayed by a loved one who or a friend who has a broken heart. And you're going to be healed of this now if you claim and accept it. Thank you, Divine.
Someone's knee is really, really bothering them. And Divine Spirit is healing that knee now. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I'm going to accept that for my friend Nancy. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
Someone has an issue going on with their nose, the nasal passages, perhaps the sinuses, and that is now being cleared and healed, as well as the outer part of the nose. It is all being resolved. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I'll accept that for myself. Thank you, Divine Spirit. Thank you, Darlene. There's also someone named Rose. And she's not part of our congregation, but she might be listening. And Rose, Divine Spirit wants to tell you that your life can change, not to give up, that things will get better. And Divine Spirit just says, lean on Divine Spirit and continue to move forward. Your God will be with you. Thank you. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
There's someone whose left wrist has been hurting, and this is now being healed now. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
Somebody with arthritis is being healed now, and especially somebody who's going to be listening named Sandy, particularly, is going to be healed by this if you claim and accept it. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I'll claim and accept that for myself and for my daughter, Tracy. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
I claim and accept that for Mary Elizabeth. Thank you, Divine Spirit. Someone's having an issue with their jaw. It's the right jaw. I don't know if it's out of alignment or there's a swelling there, but that is being resolved and healed, and it will soon be perfect and in alignment once more. Thank you, Divine Spirit.
Thank you. Thank you for your great healing, allowing us always to know that you are there, guiding us. And all we have to do is ask for your healing energy and your healing of our lives. Thank you.
Please join myself and Mary Margaret in saying the prosperity prayer. Prosperity and the abundance of all good things are available to all humanity. It is our spiritual birthright. However, the law of attraction may keep many of us in the energy of lack. If we've been lacking all of our lives or feel that we do not deserve prosperity, then we may not attract the highest and best of prosperity in this lifetime. If you are not attracting the prosperity you know that you deserve, then be certain to say the clearing prayer and the release of victim and martyr prayers on a daily basis. Remember that what you believe and how you think will create the pathways to prosperity and the highest and the best. By the power and authority of Jesus.
By the power and the authority of Jesus.
And the most holy divine spirit.
And the most holy divine spirit. Everybody mute, please.
I now command and give full permission.
I now command and give full permission.
For all blockages, obstacles.
For all blockages, obstacles.
All blockages. And all energies that may interfere with my creating.
And all energies that may interfere with my creating.
Accepting and the allowing of my birthright of prosperity.
Accepting and the allowing of my birthright of prosperity.
And the abundance of all good things.
And the abundance of all good things.
Abundance of all good. Be now gently changed to the energy of prosperity.
Be now gently changed to the energy of prosperity.
And spiritual abundance, or gently be lifted.
And spiritual abundance, or gently be lifted.
Released and removed.
Released and removed.
Within all these spaces.
Within all these spaces.
Within all these spaces. Place the energy of divine love and divine healing light.
Place the energy of divine love and divine healing light.
I initiate and activate these energies.
I initiate and activate these energies.
Of great prosperity and spiritual abundance.
Of great prosperity and spiritual abundance.
I have all that I need and all that I desire.
I have all that I need and all that I desire.
All that I need and all that I desire. I so deserve the highest and the best.
I so deserve the highest and the best.
Because I am the highest and the best.
Because I am the highest and the best.
I am the highest and the best. I attract the highest frequency of wealth security.
I attract the highest frequency of wealth, security.
Love, happiness.
Love, happiness.
Love, happiness. Excellent health, vitality, and time.
Excellent health, vitality, and time.
These are my birthrights given to me by the Creator.
These are my birthrights given to me by the Creator.
And I claim them.
And I claim them.
All are aligned to my higher self and my most sacred destiny.
All are aligned to my higher self and my most sacred destiny.
So be it. So be it done. So be it done now.
So be it. So be it done. So be it done now.
And take those three deep spiritual breaths. We would now like to thank you all for your donations to Divinity Spiritual. And if you would like to donate to the church, you can donate to Divinity Spiritual Church, P.O. Box 13641, Hamilton, Ohio, 45013. Or if you would like to use PayPal, go to PayPal at www.divinityspiritual.org, then use the donate button and ask how much you would like to donate. Again, thank you so much for all your support. For announcements, starting next Monday, which should be what?
That was my computer. I'm so sorry.
Okay. I lost my announcement.
All right, honey, I can do it. Hi, this is Mary Margaret. Now, you know, on Sunday evenings, 7 o'clock, we have our live service, but you can always reach it in the archives. And whatever we do here on Sunday night is equally as powerful if you listen to it later. Divine Spirit always answers our prayers. Now, every other Monday, and especially tomorrow now at 3 o'clock Eastern, I will be doing channeling of Archangel Metatron. On Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock, Joanne will also be doing channeling. On Wednesdays at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we do a meditation, which all these things are available to you at any time through the archives. At 5 o'clock on Wednesday, we do messages, healing, and prosperity with Mary Margaret, and I will do readings for an hour for anyone who calls in. On Friday, we started Healing for All from 12 noon to 1 o'clock, and the Healing for All, you call in, and you'll learn about healing, and I can answer your questions, and I can also do healings over the phone. We had a wonderful experience last week. It was the first week, and a woman named Catherine called in, and she had had problems with her sinuses. And she said it always acted up around this time. Well, we talked about her mom. Her mom passed when she was very young, and she had also mentioned as far as Halloween, and how it was so, you know, that her mom would make costumes and they'd have so much fun. And then I told her, I said, well, that's why you have these sinus symptoms every October at Halloween, because they are uncried tears. And she started crying. And right there, we did a healing. We did an invocation. And she was very thankful for that. So you never know what may be happening in your life. And if Spirit can help me to help you, that's what this is all about. Now, for the church ministers, there's also a meeting Wednesday, at this week, Wednesday, at 7 o'clock. And we will be having a ministers meeting on in October, November, not in December. We don't do much during the holidays. I think that's it. Anything else that you can think of, Linda? All right. Now is the time during our service where we do messages. And these are messages that we receive from Spirit. It could be an angel. It could be Jesus. It could be somebody who is past trying to get through. So I would ask now, does anybody have any messages?
Darlene does. Catherine, may I come to you? Catherine, may I come to you?
Yes, Darlene, please.
Dear Catherine, only love is real. Put away, put aside your differences. They no longer serve your soul's purpose or your vessel's happiness. Enjoy. Let them be. Focus on your own well-being. Protect your fields. Heightened awareness. Share and be open, but only when asked. Allow the energy of knowledge to then be shared. When the time is to be. Persistence is key. However, not now. Share hugs. Feel loved. Mother Mary and Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Darlene.
Mary Margaret, may I come to you?
Yes, dear, thank you.
Mary Margaret, the success of Divinity Spiritual is imperative. However, no longer resting on your shoulders. Many are willing and able to contribute to keep the spiritual essences high and flowing to Mother Earth and all inhabitants. Your miraculous recovery serves all you have chosen now to serve. The cosmos are bombarding everything. Your heightened awareness is receiving an overload of this energy. Thusly, creating the discomforts of vessel you have had to endure. The energies will balance soon. This balance will bring comfort to all who have been burdened with physical ailments, not seeing an end in sight. You, our faithful servant. You, our teacher. We thank, we bless, we are here now to serve your needs. Ask us, come to us in humility, and the strength you desire will be. We leave you now, the guardians of divine light.
Darlene, thank you so much, dear. Thank you so, so much.
You are welcome. Joanne is not with us, correct?
No, I don't think so, dear.
Okay, this is for all of Divinity Spiritual. Dear Divinity Spiritual, remember, of utmost importance is the unity, the solidarity, the pillar of strength that you all share together. Your numbers were never of utmost importance, but the purity of the intention to remain aligned with the Most High has always been your greatest strength. The ascension process now happening for Mother Earth and all of mankind has been divinely orchestrated and guided from the Most High, from all of those within the highest place of loving essence and energetic fields. This love is flowing forth, showering the Earth's plane and all inhabitants with its purity and guidance. Ahead, the challenges will seem to disappear as if they never existed before. Your spirits will soar, carrying now this highest and best and purest love energies radiating from your heart chakras. We are proud. We are the blessed ones to have guided mankind through the illusions into the light. Be vigilant, protecting yourselves, your loved ones, from all lower vibrational fields that remain and continue to delay these changes, imminent for all. You are secure. Your energies are strong and miraculously high now. Hold on to your strength, your faith, your unity to work and grow. For all mankind and Mother Earth, with great gratitude, we send love from the universal heart to all. The Ascended Masters of the High Sixth Dimension, Lord Jesus, Prime Creator, and Divine Spirit.
Thank
and
you,
that's
Darlene.
All I have. Thank
Darlene,
you.
Darlene, thank you. That was just beautiful. Thank you so much. Does anybody else have any messages? All right, now, let's bow our heads for the blessing. Divine Spirit, bless us now as we each go our separate ways. Surround us with your love and light, always giving us guidance, protection, and peace. So be it done, so be it done now. I want to thank everybody for attending Divinity Spiritual Online Sunday Service. Remember, on Mondays, every other Monday, there will be a channeling at 3 o'clock Eastern. The energy of, on Wednesday, there will be a meditation at 3 o'clock p.m. And the show on messages, for messages, is 5 o'clock, 5 to 6 on Wednesday. On Friday, we have Healing for All. Please join us. And if you would like a private session with me, Mary Margaret, please call me at 513-289-2914. Thank you all.
You are a part of me. You are the face of God. I hold you in my heart. You are a part of me. You are the